老师，今天上什么？
Hi, I'm Andrew, and today we're going to learn about American culture.
Taiwanese 每天的早餐都会吃些西式的蛋饼、吐司、汉堡、铁板面什么的，而且还有中式的可以选择。那老师，美国人早餐都吃些什么呢？
At least when I was a kid, we would eat cereal.And cereal is kind of like, it's usually made from corn or wheat, and they usually mix a lot of sugar, and they make it really crunchy. And it tastes really good, but it's not really healthy. But a lot of times kids will have that along with milk, and that will be their breakfast.
Oh, 原来美国的小孩早餐都会有麦片和牛奶啊。台湾人好像偶尔也会吃，但不是天天吃。像我就比较偏好咸食类的早餐。那老师，影集中美国人一手拿咖啡，一手拿 bagel 去上班，是真的会发生在现实生活当中的吗？
Everybody's different, but it's kind of typical to have kind of a smaller breakfast, bigger lunch, and then a really big dinner. That's kind of how we do it. A lot of people in the U.S., people will have breakfast on the go. A lot of times like a Starbucks type of breakfast, coffee and a bagel, coffee and a sandwich.Coffee or juice and a donut. That's a typical breakfast when you're in a rush.
原来咖啡搭配 bagel 三明治和甜甜圈是大人们的早餐啊！我这才知道美国人普遍上早餐吃的比较少，午餐多一点，而晚餐呢会是分量最大的一餐。难怪去美式餐厅食物都超大份的。那老师，典型的美式午餐和晚餐又有什么呢？
What people normally eat on a regular day.Are things like, a lot of times people have like a lot of meat with dinner, like a big piece of hamburger, or a big piece of beef, or a big piece of pork or chicken. And they'll also have a lot of like pasta, or bread, or potatoes to go with it. And then on the side, maybe like maybe a little vegetable, or maybe a salad or something.Here in Taiwan, on a regular day, you kind of are a little more the opposite, right? I guess you have a lot more rice than we would eat, but you have a lot more vegetables and a smaller portion of meat.
汉堡、意大利面、沙拉、马铃薯，真的就跟电视上看到的一样，很美式的餐点呢。而且美国人一餐吃的肉还真不少。就像老师说的，我们一餐吃的蔬菜确实会多一些。毕竟这样我觉得营养比较均衡，但我相信因人而异。
I've noticed in Taiwan you have a lot more different variety of vegetables and fruits than we have. Well, I mean, we have a lot more, but mostly we just eat like apples, bananas, oranges, and for vegetables like potatoes and peas and lettuce and spinach. Where in Taiwan, you guys eat a lot.More different varieties. I don't even know all the names of all the different vegetables, and they change so much.
这样听起来啊，如果老师不说，我还真的没注意到哎。我们吃的蔬菜种类很多，有的甚至叫不出名字。台湾啊，还真的是一座盛产蔬果的宝岛。而且随着季节改变，还有不同的蔬果可以吃。哎，老师，我有一件事情非常好奇，去美国任何一家餐厅，是不是都一定要给小费啊？
We tip 15% in the U.S. If you go out to a meal with your friends and it comes to $100, you will pay $115. And the $15 goes to the person who brings you the food, to the waiter or the waitress. I don't know why we do it that way. It doesn't make sense to me. Maybe that they can make the food cheaper. I don't know. I know the waiters don't get paid a lot, so that's why you have to tip them so they can get paid the right amount.Normally, most people tip. At more expensive and fancy restaurants, they usually put the tip as part of the bill. When you get the check at the end, you know, it'll say, you know, whatever, $100 plus $15 tip or gratuity.
哦，所以给小费就是总额的15%咯。那我知道了，谢谢老师。小教室
Dairy product
乳制品
Tip
小费